podcast time. So I'm on TikTok. I was just thinking, this is rapper named Buddy. He's a dope West Coast rapper. He's dope, chill. Someone called his shit trash. I mean, he's got a lot of people who like his shit, but it's that one trash comment. Who like, I care about that one trash comment. Why do y'all, why they come every time when y'all upload? This is why TikTok is going to get banned. I mean, people say, well, if TikTok is getting banned, how do you feel? I don't care. Like, the people that I really fuck with, I literally follow on Instagram or on their YouTube channels. The ones that I don't, oh well. You know, people hit me up talking about, oh, I fuck with your music on Instagram. So if TikTok goes, oh well, it is what it is. I'm not tripping about that. I get genuine love on Instagram than TikTok. Just be real with it. Like, people say the most stupidest, quote unquote, hot takes on there. Okay, prime example. Beyonce has an album, country album. She has a song called Jolie, whatever. And keep in mind, the original singer, who is black, gave Beyonce the go to cover her song. This is what happens when y'all be doing that little hot take shit and don't know what the fuck you're talking about. This dude, woke white dude, by the way, because you know how white people really hate when we do country or music, freaking the fact that it's our music. You took it and we just let you have it. It's like you took rock and roll. And they show their racism a lot on TikTok. So let's not get it twisted. Yeah, you get some real information, but the racist do be on there. So this racist ass redneck motherfucker sat there and just pretty much said, you're not country, Beyonce. You'll never be country. You will never be country. Right. And then this black lady had to pretty much shut him the fuck up because the lady that she made the song about is still kicking and gave her the green light to cover that song. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that do that shit. They just wake up in the morning, spurk some bullshit, and then just think it's cool. They're like, what you do? I don't do shit. When I'm talking about, you know, what's going on with fans and how they don't, this is going off of my experience, what I see. When I, you know, send songs to independent radio stations or review shows. Like, bro, most of these motherfuckers are just pop-centric. Know what I mean? They do review shows, they rap, but it's always the same poppy sound. The same shit you on the fucking radio. I even said this on this song called I Don't Give a Fuck, where I basically do the whole Kendrick Lamar thing where I just say fuck because I don't care. I'm like, fuck that. Like, well, you say fuck this too much. Kendrick did it. But not the whole song. Kendrick did it. But you're not Kendrick. Cool Keith did it. Here's a song called, have you ever heard a song called I Don't Believe You? You got a lot of cars. I don't believe you. You got a girl with a big ass. I don't believe you. That's the whole song. That was his whole verse. Juvenile. What you gonna do, huh? What you gonna do, huh? What you gonna do? That's been done before. Like the whole repetition within the fuck. That's, bro, I'm doing that. Fuck you. I'm doing it. And it's funny, because every time, I even know, it's going to be controversial, because I even throw little shots at fans, where I say, I hate fake fans that fuck the fake fans that want you to stay the same, but then when you switch it up, they start bitching. Right? Because they always want you to switch it up. And then when you switch it up, they start bitching. I don't care. That's the whole point of the song. That's the whole form, but the whole point of the fucking song is, I don't give a fuck. If it ruffles feathers, quiet dog will yell when hit. I'm just keeping it real. Like, don't say to an artist, I'm just saying, don't say to an artist, keep that same sound, but then when we switch it up, okay, then don't tell me to switch it up then. Because me hopping over a beast that's inspired by a Jay Dilla is really, it's only cool because, let me explain something to you why. And I get it why. Because that's, notice that shit? If it sounds like slightly different, But it has like a, but yeah, you can add a trap tone to it. It's cool. See, when I go on Unknown Sounds, the Ruckus Collect, I mean, on things that are different, but add the boom bappy sound to it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, niggas don't want you to be unique. I even, on his fucking song, on his song, I'm gonna put it on there. Don't like it, don't care. Hold on, quick.